Hello and welcome to Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. I am so excited that you're here with me today. I'm Leanne Pruitt, your host for this series, and we have my friend Joanna Klein with us today. Joanna, welcome.
Hi. Yeah, nice to see you. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you are very welcome. I cannot wait for us to dive into you guys. You're in for a treat. This is a really interesting topic. But first of all, I want to tell you guys a little bit about Joanna. Joanna is an international speaker, guide, and thought leader in the field of personal development. She's the founder of From Journey to Legacy, a program that helps people find meaning in their lives, heal old wounds, uncover their wisdom and blessings, and leave a legacy for loved ones. So you know what, Joanna, I love that name, From Journey to Legacy. So, you know, what inspired you to do this and create this program where you work with people?
Sure. Well, I was actually inspired to do it by the fact that my sister, who was 5 years older than I am, passed away 5 years ago at the age of 67. She found out that she had terminal cancer just 3 months before. And she passed away without having the opportunity to leave her stories at all in any way. When we have them certainly in our hearts and our memories. Right. But she died the day after her son's wedding, and he now has a daughter and a son, and she never got to meet them. And I realized how important it is that we shouldn't die without first leaving our stories and our wisdom for people. And so that was really the big inspiration for me with it.
I love that. That is, you know, it's a poignant story, but it's also a really beautiful story. Mm-hmm. And it can just shows is like what, you know, what can spur us on to do the things that we do. Now, how did you, what were you doing before this? Was this just something, did you have any kind of like background in doing storytelling or anything like that? Or was this just like something that's like spurred from that? It's like, this has to be done. I'm going to figure out how to do it.
Well, I love writing, but I never considered myself a writer by any means. I never had any inspiration to publish or anything, but I found that the whole process of writing was really healing for me. So my background is actually in the personal development field. So I got a master's in social work, and I was heading in the whole area of counseling and ended up doing a number of different things in that regard that kind of took me down this path. And I just became a personal development junkie and started doing that, and then realizing that I had a gift to help others do the same thing. And so I've created a number of different programs that have helped people in that whole area of personal growth and self-discovery and connecting with our own wisdom, because ultimately that's where I think we've got the wisdom it takes to feel good about ourselves. And so I love that. Yeah. And then last year I did a online summit called Sassy, Sexy, and 60. Yeah. And it was geared towards my I'm 67, is geared toward my generation of women. And really with the goal of like, let's feel good about ourselves. And from that, really this whole idea with From Journey to Legacy became a reality, because I was realizing how much women wanted to feel good about themselves. And sometimes we have this resistance to look back in our lives and we have maybe shame or discomfort. And I'm like, oh, this is a great way of starting to claim the wonderful life that we really have lived and see that.
Well, first of all, I have to say is like, you look amazing. I would have never thought you're the age you were. So it's like, I kind of want to change this summit to, health and beauty secrets of the truly, you know, well-preserved or something like that. That's amazing. But I also like when I heard you talk, I could hear I could see the thread of, you know, this, you know, the personal development and then wrapping it up and spinning it into what you're doing now. So
yes.
really, that's lovely. I love the way the cards so often stack up for people. It's really interesting. You think something that you do or that you experience has like nothing to do with something until you start looking, and it's like, it really does. It's like, you know.
Right. Yes. I know. It's like finding that meaning, that purpose. Is like, oh, I'm here for this.
Oh, like, uh-huh. And look at this. Look how this helped. And that sort of thing. So that's great. Yeah. I love that. All right. So, you know what, Joanna, the name of this series is Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. What does that mean to you? What is the name? What is Ace Your Space or the name of the series? What does that mean?
Well, it's the decluttering that I am so excited about, because in writing our story, there's all different ways of getting inspired. And when I talk to people about the idea of writing their story, oftentimes I'll hear things like, well, I can't do that. I wouldn't even know where to begin, or I'm not a writer, or my life isn't that interesting. So I hear all this resistance as to why they would even want to do this. And so here I am, this, you know, passionate person feeling like we get to leave our stories for future generations. We can heal for future generations just by sharing our story. We can feel good and heal ourselves even by doing it. So like, no, we do want to do this. And here's some reasons why to do it. And here's some ways to get inspired. So I love the decluttering idea, because I can think of like at least three ways that decluttering can open up inspiration to write about our life.
Okay, we're absolutely going to dig into that in a second. I love that. Yeah, I may need to figure some of that out myself. But you know, the reason why I was so excited to have you be here on this series, you know, my view of clutter is it's really anything that gets in the way of you and your goals and your dreams and what you want to do in life. Mm-hmm. And I think. When we have things unsaid, you know, stories not expressed, when we have these things inside of us, that is mental, that's clutter inside here that needs to be, you know, gotten out and put in its proper place. Because when it's here, it's clutter. When it's actually, you know, formulated as a memoir, it's no longer, it's useful. It's like you can find that key that you're looking for. Well, you know where it is. And another thing, it's funny. I often ask my Ace Your Space followers, I say, what would you do if you, what is the clutter? You know, if we waved a magic wand, you didn't have any clutter, or, you know, what is it that you, what would you do? You know, what do you want to do? What do you want to do in your life? Something along those lines. And so many of them have expressed the thought that they would love to write memoir or something like that. I'm like, oh my gosh, we've got to have Joanna tell them what to do. So why do you think it is important for people to write down these stories?
Oh, okay. So several reasons. First of all, the whole self-discovery piece is so key. I know since I've been doing that, I have been learning more about myself, seeing more of my strengths. You know, I've struggled with issues of self-esteem. And so as I've looked back at my stories and then be able to bring in this secret sauce that I'm going to share a little bit more about, I'm able to rewrite the narrative and not rewrite the details. I'm not changing what happened, but rewriting how I see what happened and recognize and what I call like mining the gold in our stories, really finding what that gold is. So it's that self-discovery piece that I think is so important. The other thing is that our generations that follow us are craving this kind of stuff. Like if you think about, I've asked this question and I've never had anyone say no. Wouldn't you have loved to have more stories from your ancestors? Like we have pictures of our, you know, mothers, our grandmothers, great grandmothers and grandfathers, whatever, but we don't have the story about their lives. We don't know what was going on in their inner world. We can see the picture, but you know, pictures don't really tell the whole thing. And so by having that information, it connects us to the past, and it helps us connect to the future. So we create this line of connection for generations by writing our story.
I love that. That's beautiful.
And then the other thing too is that we can heal ourselves and we can heal other generations. I believe we're all connected energetically, but there's actually studies that show that by healing ourselves, we can in fact not prevent passing on trauma, the kind of stuff that we hold on to, that we can prevent passing that on. Even, I mean, it can actually go through our genes, but not just that, but just in the environment that we grow up in. So it's such a healing opportunity for us. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing, I think if you look at like 23andMe and Ancestry.com, generations are craving that connection. So it's already showing up because those type of sites are so popular. And so we can be a part of that by, you know, filling in the gaps. You know, it's like, okay, Ancestry gives us that tree, but what was going on with, you know, Aunt Thelma, you know, what's the story behind this? Or, you know, those kinds of things can just be so rich to have an incredible heirloom.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's, you know, and it's like, and I can so see that, but you know, the legacy piece and then like, you know, healing ourselves. And I think you mentioned before, talking about like writing down the stories and actually mining the gold in those stories. Yes. It's like getting them down, but then learning, you know, being able to really look at it with an eye to learn what there is to learn from the stories that you've told.
Absolutely. And the thing too with legacy, mm-hmm, is we often think of legacy as something like wealth or something handed down, but in fact, legacy is our story. It's the way we've lived our life. It's our wisdom. You know, we're still living our legacy right now. And so by writing about ourselves, mm-hmm, we in fact can choose the kind of legacy we want to leave behind, because we're going to leave a legacy no matter what. And it can be a positive one or a negative one. We have control over what stories gets shared and what we want shared and what wisdom we want shared with them, mm-hmm, by doing the writing of our stories.
I love that. And that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So now, how do you tell people to get started with, how do you get people started in this, with this work?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because the why is the key motivator, in addition to ways of getting inspired. And we'll talk about that in terms of the decluttering, what decluttering offers. But why to do it is going to be the key motivator. And in order to get there, first of all, I think people really need to understand that writing their story is like writing a memoir, mm-hmm, is not the same as writing an autobiography. Autobiography is like this, all about facts, and you have to do all this research, and it like starts from the time you were born, and it goes through the whole thing, and there's a lot of detail that's required with that. But memoirs are more snippets. They're more snippets, different kind of anecdotes within your life. And so they don't have to be in any kind of chronological order. And it's your memory of it. And so oftentimes people don't want to do it as like, oh, I can't remember stuff, or someone's going to question it. It's like, no, this is your memory of it. And so that's another reason to like do it. No, you know, don't be afraid to do it because it feels like overwhelming. No, jump in, because you can own it. You can claim it. It's yours. It's yours to own. Mm-hmm. And I think people, like for the people that are in my program, I have a 6-month program called From Journey to Legacy, and walk people through the process. And those who have joined my program have done it for the self-discovery piece, really to connect with their, who they are and their life, and, you know, connect with their life purpose. And then certainly what we've already talked about, the opportunity to leave something for their children and their, you know, their descendants. And then there are also those who want to start younger. You know, they don't have maybe their kids yet, or grandchildren are far into the future, but want to be catching it while it's fresh and be writing about it now. And so that helps also with the planning of where they're going in their own future, what's ahead for them in their life.
So you just, you know, I just, in hearing you talking, I'm wondering, does it help or hurt or make any difference when people like have kept journals and stuff like that?
True. I mean, it's great. That's an indication of a desire to write and a liking of writing, looking at it from the perspective. I mean, and that's certainly a wonderful way to do it. So if someone is happy that way, you know, I'm the advocate for doing it in a way that's leaving something.
Well, I
so
guess
it can be done, but it can be done any number of ways.
I was more thinking would having journals be helpful in doing this exercise, you know, not as a, you know, as an alternate to, but I'm wondering if it would be helpful in doing it or, you know, but it doesn't really matter, I guess, if you've got them or not, does it?
Well, I mean, I think for someone who's wanting to, you know, you can look at your journals and see if there's some kind of pieces of information there, or even seeing if there's been a trend of the kinds of things that you've been writing about. If you're looking at this for self-discovery and personal healing, right, then we often see a trend mm-hmm. in what we write about.
Gotcha. Now, what do you like, what tips do you give people about writing down their stories?
In terms of like how to get inspired or the way to do it?
Well, let's say like how do you tell them, how do you have them get started?
So, I mean, there's any number of ways. First, making the decision, and like we talked about the why, like why do you want to do it? And that's going to be a motivator. But then, so let's say you're decluttering. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you are holding on to something that's not useful to you anymore. Mm-hmm. So one way of starting to write is to look at, well, maybe the reason you're holding on to that has more to do with the memory and the mm-hmm. sentimental reason that you're holding on to it. Like, for example, I had this red dress that there's no way it's going to fit me anymore. It's way too short. But I couldn't get rid of it. I was like, all right, I know I'm not going to wear this again. Why am I holding on to it? And what I realized is like, I can take a picture of this dress and I can write the story because there's a story behind this red dress. And it was a time when I was married at the time and my husband and I were shopping, we were on vacation, and he's like, you need a red dress. I didn't have any red dresses. Yeah. And so there was this fun story about the whole shopping experience and then wearing the dress. And that's what I was holding on to.
Right.
And so by writing about it, I was able to release the actual physical thing,
right,
but it provided this beautiful story that actually started leading to other stories that inspired me. So you start writing with one and then it can take you down a number of different paths.
Well, you know what? I love that because, you know, that is so true. So many people, what they really have trouble getting rid of are like the sentimental items and stuff like that. So I'm glad that you, and I've often told people, I said, you know, take a picture of it, put it in a book, but like actually telling more about the story and why, you know, why you're telling about the story actually is great. It really does. It really can help in releasing that. I love that. So that's beautiful. So yeah. What are other ways that people come to those stories that they're telling?
So another way is when we're paying attention, noticing like the chatter, the chatter in our heads, mm-hmm. the monkey mind, right?
Yes.
So it's stuff that like for in my experience is stuff that we maybe obsess about. It's that constant kind of, you know, can't make a decision about something or holding right. back or feeling anxious about something. So starting to write about that mm-hmm. as a story, like delving deeper. And that's what I think is so important. Looking at the deeper meaning of it is where we get to the self-discovery. Mm-hmm. So I can give an example of that too. Like
yeah.
before I was willing to go and do speaking and in front of people, like yeah. I was having a lot of resistance. I was feeling really nervous about it. Mm-hmm. And I was obsessing about it in my mind, like what's going on for me that I'm so anxious about this. Mm-hmm. And so I started to write about it and where that took me, because I'm not like asking like, you know, what's behind this or when do I remember first maybe feeling this way, as we start asking ourselves certain questions about mm-hmm. what's going on. And it took me back to the fourth grade when I had organized all the girls in my entire class. My teacher let me do this to to put on the play Peter Pan. I wanted to be Peter Pan. I loved Peter Pan. And so I created this whole opportunity for myself to be Peter Pan by convincing my teacher to let us put on the play. And so, you know, I wrote the script based on my memory of the play that I'd seen and cast everybody. And so we performed for the boys and the teacher in the class. And then the next night we were going to perform for the parents. And so we did the play, and I sang my heart out with all this singing the songs from, for those of you who might remember, Mary Martin. It was years ago, but and I remembered the songs, and I sang these songs, and I was like, just so I had to crow, right? The whole Peter Pan thing. I've got to crow. It felt so good. But after it was over, this one boy came up and laughed. He came up to me and he laughed about the way that I sang. He made fun of me. And that ended my career. I called off the next night. We didn't perform for the parents. Aww. And so I carried this with me. And when I was finally able to realize, no, this is one boy that totally, totally influenced my opinion of myself, right? That isn't right. I don't need to have that. I can take the control back. And so just that process of going through it and remembering is by exploring what was holding me back to begin with. And all of that was in my mind, and I was able to put it on paper and explore it and go deeper with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love that. And that's like mental declutter. And we've got all this mind stuff running around, and to actually really take time to think about it and think about the question. I love that question that you asked, when did I first feel that? That's really an important question. I really like that. I'm going to remember that one. I like that. Now when people are working on your project, or working on a project to do their legacy, how do they know when they're done? And is there a done point, or is it just like, is it a practice that they keep doing, that they keep going with? And how do they keep their motivation up for doing that? Maybe it's like, I'm kind of tired of this. I'm going to go, you know, eat bonbons or something. I don't know.
Well, in the program that I have, in the 6-month program, because we have a group of us going, people going through it together, we're staying, you know, everyone's staying motivated by being on task. And I've created a structure that they can lean on with prompts. And there's this whole process that everyone goes through, and we meet on a weekly basis. And so it's sharing stories and staying inspired and staying connected in that way. So, you know, that's a great way to do it with a group, for example, if you need that additional motivation. Mm-hmm. And then I've also got an option for those who are self-directed that still keeps a structure for them, but they don't necessarily want to meet with a group or need one-on-one sessions, because I offer that in the signature program. And then other people might just be able to pick up a journal, like those who enjoy journaling, and then just decide to do it. So as far as an end point, like in my program, we get her done in 6 months. There's a discovery journal that they're writing in, and then from there choose what they want to put in what we call the legacy journal that they actually choose to share with people.
Okay.
So think about it as a process, and it's like writing, and then, all right, because you want to allow yourself the self-discovery. You want to be able to not hold back, and sometimes not everything we write do we want to share with others, but we don't want to censor, because, you know, allowing that all to come out is so important, but then choosing from there to what we want to give. And so setting an end point and saying, you know, letting go of the perfectionist, that's what so often holds us back. It's like thinking that we have to be these great writers, thinking that everything has to be perfect with the grammar, the punctuation, but no, it doesn't have to be, you know. Would you reject something that your great great grandmother gave to you because she didn't use proper grammar?
Oh, absolutely not. That's
absolutely
true.
So there's no reason to censor it for that.
But I love that you, it's like, you know, it's like there's the discovery part where you write down everything, and then you get to choose, you get to kind of declutter you know, you get to call and put what you want in the journal, in what you leave, the legacy journal, I think you call it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. All right. Now I have a question for you. What has your relationship to physical clutter been throughout your life, and how has that impacted you?
That's a great question. It's that it, for me, it's like that holding on to it. I like my shed right now still has some things that are, both my parents have passed away, and I've got some things in there that I know I'm not going to use. I'm not going to use, and but they were valuable, and they had meaning, a lot of meaning to my mother. And so I've noticed that there are things that what I hold on to has more to do with that memory, that sentimental value for me. I also hold on to a lot of clothes because I keep thinking I'm going to get into that size or at some point. Yeah. And so that's a whole nother story, right? Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother type of clutter. Yeah. I need to hire you for help with that.
Yeah, we can deal with that. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. So, but those things that I'm holding on to for sentimental, you know, I'm taking them one by one and doing just what I had said. It's like, take the picture, write the meaning, let the writing, you know, the picture inspire me, and then let the writing take me where I want to go, or where I need to go or would like to go with the story.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm sitting here as I'm listening to you talk and thinking about this. I almost think this might be like a really great avenue to decluttering is say, all right, I'm going to use these items that I can't get rid of to tell my story and my legacies. And then as I do that, I'll be able to release each of these items. And, you know, have it, you know, I know like with your group program, it's like a 6-month program, but it could almost just be a practice that people keep doing and keep, you know, it's like, maybe you're not ready to tell that story or look at that memory right now, but it someday you will be. And then it's like, when you're ready to release that, then you use that. So.
Absolutely. Yes. And even like with my program, with the being ending in 6 months, it doesn't mean that you can't add to it. So exactly that. And another thing with the decluttering is like photographs are so great as an inspiration to start writing a story.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And like looking, you know, as you're starting to go through and sort through, it's like, you know, okay, here's a story of, you know, here's a picture of me at the age of 8, and, you know, who's around me, you know, what's the situation, what's the significance of this, and start diving deeper into it.
I love that. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Such good ideas, Joanna. I've got my wheels turning up here now with all this information. All right, I got a couple more questions for you. What was your favorite book as a child?
Ooh. Peter Pan.
Oh, of course. I love that. I just, I'm so mad at that little boy. I could see you as Peter Pan. I know you were a beautiful Peter Pan. That's fabulous. I have these questions that I ask. I'm not going to ask you what movie you can quote because it would be probably Peter Pan. So, all right, Joanna, you're about to fight in a boxing title match. You're walking into the ring. What music, what song is playing?
Rocky.
Okay. That is very inspiring. I love that. Those are great answers. So I think you have a gift for the audience. Am I correct?
I do. Yes. So for anyone who is feeling inspired to like, all right, I'm going to dive in. I'm going to get rid of this inner critic that's telling me I can't do this. And as I'm decluttering, I want to start diving into the story or like getting the inner critic out of my brain. So what I have is something called the Deeper Meaning Writing Tool to download. Yeah. And so it's got some prompts to help take you deeper into the story so that you can like help like use it to as you're decluttering your mind or your stuff, you know, like how can this inspire you to go deeper into finding the story?
I love that. That's going to be so useful. And we'll have a link somewhere down below around this video so people can get to it. And there's also going to be information how, you know, I bet you a lot of people are going to want to reach out to you and start doing some more work on this, but they'll have links for that around here also. Before we go, do you have any final thoughts for the audience?
I just want to really encourage you all to give it a try. Like I think about like one of the women in my program wrote to me recently and said that she's falling more and more in love with herself every day as she writes.
That's beautiful.
And I just wish that for everyone. It's just like this process, you know, with the secret sauce, like bring the secret sauce in, which is self-compassion and love and wisdom. And you add that as you're writing your story and you start to really feel that deeper sense of appreciation and connection with yourself.
Gotcha. I love that. That's beautiful. You know what, Joanne, thank you so much. I've so enjoyed having you here today. That was just such an inspirational interview. Thank you. I know the audience is going to love it.
No, thank you, Leanne. I really appreciate all that you're doing for everyone too. So it was a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much. Audience, I'm so happy that you're here. I know that you enjoyed this as much as I did. I want you to remember to look at your emails tomorrow. We've got another couple of really great Ace Your Space interviews coming up. And until then, I will see you later. Bye-bye.